Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio show segment. This is the Real Talk segment here with Pastor Rufus Stills on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And we are having technical difficulties, but we are going to carry the show forth in Jesus' name. We're going to carry the show forth.
Through 11, and then we're going to skip to 16 through 19.
1 John 3:9 says, those who have been born into God's family do not sin. Why? Because God's life is in them. Those who have been born into God's family do not sin. John says, because God's life is in them. They have the Spirit of the Lord dwelling within them. So they can't keep on sinning. See, there's a reason that we can't keep on sinning. Because they have been born of God. So now we can tell who are children of God. John says, so now we can tell who are God's children and who are children of the devil. Anyone who does not obey God's commands and does not love other Christians does not belong to God. He says that's the Atmos test, praise God. He says anyone who does not obey God's command, his word, and does not love other believers does not belong to God. Verse 12, this is the message we have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. And then skipping down to verse 16, he says, we know what real love is because Christ gave up his life for us. He says, we know what real love is because Christ, Jesus that is, gave up his life for us. And so we also ought to give up our lives for our Christian brothers and sisters. 17 says, but if anyone has enough money to live well, and sees a brother or sister in need and refuses to help, how then can the love of God be in that person? Very, very interesting question. But if anyone has enough money to live well, those who are wealthy in this world, and sees a brother, a fellow brother or sister in need and refuses to help, how can God's love be in that person? Verse 18 says, dear children, let us stop just saying we love each other and let us really show it by our actions. Finally, verse 19, it is by our actions that we know we are living in the truth. It is by our actions that we know we are living in the truth. So we will be confident, so that we will be confident when we stand before the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his word. As the Father, so is his children. As the Father, so is his children. John says here in that third chapter, he says in verse 9, he says, they can't keep on sinning, which means that true believers do not make a practice of sinning. Do we have the tendency, and let's deal with this, praise God, oftentimes, because sometimes we go most often half-cocked, having a partial understanding of God's word and the intent or meaning thereof. They can't keep on sinning, John says, which means that true believers do not make a practice of sinning. Now, do we have the tendency to fall short and sin? Absolutely. God concluded that. Early on in this gospel, he said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. God has concluded that. But all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But now are we saved by grace through faith? Paul the Apostle says in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, he says, so it is by grace ye are saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should have a reason to boast. So here the Apostle John says, we can't keep on sinning. Those who are true believers. We don't make a practice. There's the optimum word. We don't have a practice of regularly sinning. Though we have the tendency sometimes to fall short and sin, we're not wholeheartedly running towards sin because we have been redeemed. We have repented, praise God. That is, there has been a turning. There's been a changing of the guard. The Bible simply says, Paul deals with this in Romans. He says, the circumcision is not like the physical circumcision of the cutting away of the flesh, but now circumcision is a changing or a cutting away of the sin that has to do with the heart. That the heart now has been converted. There's been a changing, a new way of doing things, a new way of thinking, a changing of a way of life. Our steps have been changed. It's a 180. It's not a 360. We're walking with God now, but still walking in the same direction as we always have. We're going in a different direction. No person, no man, no individual that says that they have ever had an encounter with God will ever still be walking the same direction. God changes the course of your life. It's not a 360 when we talk about true repentance, but a true repentance is a 180. It is a changing of the heart, a circumcision. Whereas you were going in one direction away from God, now you're walking toward God or to him. Hallelujah. John says, no man that is a true believer can continue practicing sin, nor do they become indifferent to God's moral laws. You can't overlook the morality of God's laws. We are bound by God to operate in righteousness and true holiness. We must continue to walk in accordance to God's will and God's directives, being led by God's Spirit. All believers still sin, but they are working to gain victory over sin. That's the major difference. Though we may still be in a place where we haven't arrived yet, we are working, praise God. In other words, somebody coined the phrase this way, I'm not what I should be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be, because he's still doing a work in me. Please be patient with me, somebody coined it in a song, for God is not through with me yet. We are born of God, John says. We are born of God when God's Holy Spirit lives in us and he gives us Jesus' new life, the new life which is in Christ. That's what the Bible says. The Lord says, I came that you might have life, and not just life. This is Jesus speaking, who is the representation of God. The Bible says he was Emmanuel, that is God, dwelling among us. And so Jesus, who is God in the flesh, he says, I came that you might have not just life, but the abundant life that comes through knowing Christ. And it's not what we think. Oftentimes, when we think about the abundant life, we're always thinking about something physical in nature. But God is talking about a fulfillment, a true fulfillment of being able to experience life to its fullest because we have Christ in our lives. We're included, praise God, in his family. And he's walking with us. And we're walking with him. And we have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. You can have true fulfillment, true joy, and just knowing Jesus and that he is with us and he's guiding us and he's directing us. He's protecting and he's providing for our needs. Thank God. Oftentimes we got to say the truth. Don't have what I wanted, but thank God that I got what I need. God provides. As Paul says in Philippians 3:19, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So we have the abundant life that is in Christ. Being born again is more than a fresh start. It is a rebirth. Oh, glory. It's more than, I would to God, I'll say that again. Being born again is more than just a fresh start. It is a rebirth. Receiving a new family name based on Christ Jesus' death for us. When this happens, God forgives us and totally accepts us. The Holy Spirit gives us a new mind and a new heart. And he lives in us. He now lives within us. And he begins helping us to become Christ-like. Our perspective changes because we have a mind that is renewed day by precious day by the Holy Spirit. So we must begin to think and act differently. Bless his holy name. He goes on to say in verse 16 that real love is an action, not a feeling. Real love is an action, not a feeling. In other words, somebody put it to me this way. We have to, as true believers in Christ Jesus, especially nowadays, in the times in which we live, we got to not just say a thing, but we got to get to a place, beloved, to where the video begins to line up with the audio. That we're saying the right thing, but we're also showing the right thing. The Bible says not the love that we say, but the world. He said they shall know that you are my disciples simply by the love that you exemplify, that is, execute one towards another. We got a lot of folk nowadays that are talking a good game, praise God. They're talking good and they're sounding good, but don't follow them home. the commercials say, don't try this at home, but don't follow them home, because they say one thing, but we find that folk are doing something different, so that the video is not lining up with the audio. But real love is more than just the words that we say. It's more than just a feeling. It is an action. It produces selfless, sacrificial giving. The greatest act of love is giving of oneself for others. How can we give up our life? Well, by serving others with no thought of receiving anything in return. Selfless love. Sometimes it is easier to say we'll die for others than to truly live for them. This involves putting others' desires first. Jesus taught the same principle of love in John 15 and verse 13. Now, these verses, they give a real good depiction, an example of how to give up our lives for others, to help those that are in need. This is it is a striking similarity to James' teaching in James 2, 14 through 17. He says, how clearly do your actions say you really love others? How clearly do your actions speak to the fact that you clearly do love others? Are you as generous as you should be with your money, your possessions, and your time? That's a question on the floor. Are we as generous as we should be with others, praise God, in terms of our money and our possessions and our time? Many, of course, are afraid that they don't love others as they should. Many people have concerns that they don't love others as much as they should. They feel guilty because they think they are not doing enough to show proper love to Christ. Their consciences bother them. John here has these people in mind in this particular letter. He has these people in mind. He says, how do we escape the gnawing accusations of our consciences? He says, not by ignoring them or rationalizing our behavior, but by setting our hearts on God's love. That's how we do it, by setting our hearts on God's love, the God kind of love, the agape, unconditional love, not doing things because for others, because they can turn around and do something for us in return, not doing things. The Bible says the God kind of love is doing unto others as you would have them to do unto you, not doing to them as they do unto you, not doing unto them before they do it unto you, but as you would have them. He says this is the true love that God wants us to exemplify, that we must continue to shed the love of God abroad. When we feel guilty, we should remind ourselves that God knows our motives as well as our actions. God sees all. The Bible says he's not like man. Man sees the outward. God says, I look at more than just seeing the outward. He says, I look at the internal thoughts and the intent of the heart. So God knows why you did, what you were thinking, and what your original intent was as you were doing it. His voice of assurance is stronger than the accusing voice of our conscience. If we are in Christ, he will not condemn us. Paul says so in Romans 8 and 1. Hebrews 9, 14 and 15. So if you are living for the Lord, but feeling that you are not good enough, remind yourself that God is greater than your human conscience. When we began to truly walk out the true essence of the love that God says that we should have, that is loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. And that says something, beloved, that you got to love yourself first and foremost before you can love others. We got to stop there. We're out of time. To God be the glory. May he continue to bless, keep, and direct our path. We love you. To God be glory. Amen.
It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The call-in number is 1-605-54700. Access code 126-580#. Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment on Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I am in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministry. He has been discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching that he's doing called, So as the Father, so is His children. As the Father, so is His children. Let us know how you are enjoying the Real Talk segment. Continue to tune into the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And also give Pastor Fields updates and feedback regarding the segments that you are enjoying or segments you would like him to do teaching segments on at www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as www.ghkc1.org. You can also avail yourself to assisting the man of God in this time and in this season, and you can give him feedback and his email, gam@gospelanointedministries.com, and Pastor Rufus at ghkc1.org. As well as in this time and this season, you can avail yourself to assisting him with monetary donations, and you can do that via those websites, as well as television and upcoming radio segments. You can also assist the man of God with international ministry, which consists of an international church. So we thank you right now for listening to the Real Talk segment here on Gospel Anointed Ministries Radio. Once again, I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and this has been Real Talk with Pastor Rufus Fields. Yeah.